Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. It is so good to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 24th day of the month of Nisan and the 9th day of the Omer. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You can make a sponsorship for any day into the future, but specifically for tomorrow, the deadline is today at 5 p.m., and we always and greatly appreciate your support. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Saul Strasberg of Congregation Sherith Israel in Nashville, Tennessee, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Strasberg slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Strasberg.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Thank you for the honor and privilege of being with everyone here today. Hello from Nashville. A birthday shout-out to my brother-in-law, Joel Simon, who tunes into this call just about every single day. In Nashville, we have so much gratitude for the OU, for its support and leadership in community building, youth work, and kashrus, in all the ways that you strengthen the Jewish world. So thank you. And especially we thank you for the 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 12 p.m. Nashville time, when we're reminded of the profound power of coming together as a community for Tehillim and for moments of Chizuk. I wanted to share for just a few minutes on the main narrative in our parsha this week, Parshat Shmini, the death of Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu. This is easily one of the top two sermon topics you'll hear every year in every community from every rabbi during this parsha. Each year as we near the Yoms, Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzma'ut, we return to this famous and tragic episode to mine the words and the verses, to discover new answers and to even ask new questions. What did Nadav and Avihu do wrong, and why were they punished with death? But today, as I feel, as we feel, we're nearing the end of death, the end of this magifa, this plague, and as we've unfortunately become accustomed to hearing the news of deaths week in and week out, may we hear of no more, I want to spend a moment thinking about the aftermath of the story. The Torah tells us, Vayomer Moshe el Aaron, Moshe said to Aaron, this is what Hashem meant when he said, through those near to me, I show myself holy and gain glory before the people. And Aaron was silent. Moshe is telling his brother that God holds those closest to him to a higher standard. And unable to respond, Aaron says nothing. Famous line in the Torah, Vayidom Aharon. And Aaron was still. But this is not where the story ends. As the narrative continues, we find Moshe and Aaron in a tiff over whether the Kohanim should be allowed to eat the day's offering. They were, after all, in a state of aninut, having just lost two close relatives. Maybe eating the sacrificial meat was prohibited. And while Moshe seems upset that they decide to burn the offering rather than eat it, Aaron defends their decision. And I once heard a beautiful observation on these psukim by Rabbi Yossi Levine. Do you think Moshe and Aaron were really fighting about the permissibility of eating the korban? That's not what they're fighting about. Their argument was a pretext to vent the anger and grief that was boiling over inside of them. How often we explode, how often argue about nonsense when there's really something else eating away at our hearts and our minds. And so if we reread the verse with this in mind, we see that Moshe goes from composed to mad to silent, while Aharon moves from being silent to an impassioned defender of his children. Who is right and who is wrong? And the answer is that they're both right. This is our approach to tragedy. Some are quiet acceptors, keeping silent and still, and others cry out words of protest. How can this happen? How is this fair? What do you want from my life? And tomorrow their positions or the dispositions may reverse entirely. Each path is equally acceptable. Chizik number one is that however we respond to these challenges, the Torah has our back. If we're passionate, if we're reactive, if we're hot, we're emulating none other than Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, our Rebbe for everything, including how to respond to tragedy. And if in tragedy we feel silent or speechless or paralyzed, or we suddenly become impassioned defenders, then we're following none other than our Kohen Gadol, the high priest of the Jewish people. But since today is Tuesday, I'm giving you a bonus round of Chizuk. And to me, what's so amazing about the story of Nadav and Avihu is that the death is accompanied by rebirth. No sooner are Nadav and Avihu gone than Eleazar and Itamar come onto the stage. In an instant, we realize that they become the new heirs to the priesthood. The two brothers, young brothers, whose roles were nominal at most, immediately move from the background to the forefront. Two greats fall, two others rise. And so in the wake of death, our Torah says there's always rebirth. Sometimes it's literal. Sometimes we have to do a little soul-searching before we find it. And the most phenomenal thing is that simultaneously, with the emergence of the new generation, with the birth of Eleazar and Itamar, was a birthing process for Moshe and Aaron. We should all be part of the rebirth. We should all feel nechama, consolation, from the next chapter of our collective and individual lives. We should all feel strength from being true to our emotions throughout, from allowing others a space to be themselves, and most of all, to be going through this together as an Am Yisrael, like Moshe and Aaron as Achim, as brothers. We're now going to recite our three Tehillim for the day, beginning with Psalm 23, Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar, bino deshe yarbitseini, almei minucho tinahaleini, nafshi yishovev yancheini, v'magleit tzedek l'man shemo, gam kielech v'geit salmavet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha mishantecha heima yinachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorirai, pishanta v'shemen roshi kosi rivaya, ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai, v'shavti v'veit Adonai liorech yamim. Here's Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir lamalot esaynay el ha'ri me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'it Adonai yose shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hineh lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach ba'layla. Adonai yishmor chamikora, yishmor enafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzedecha vo'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir hamalot mimamakim kraticha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli, tienaz necha kashuvo lekol tachanunai. Imavonot tishmarya Adonai miyamod. Kimcha aslicha leman tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivita nafshi, vili dvaro chalti. Nafshi la Adonai, mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai acheser viharbei muftut. Behu yifted Yisrael, mikol avonotav. Here's the Mishaberach for the Cholim, the prayer for those in need of refuah, in need of recovery. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzhak V'Yakov, Moshe, V'Aaron, David, U'Shlomo, V'Varech, V'Yarapeh, Racholim. V'Shazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, L'Achlimam, U'Rapotam, U'Lachlikam, U'Lachiyotam, V'Yishlach Lehem, Meherah, Refuah Shlemin HaShemayim, B'Toch Shar Cholei Yisrael, Refuah HaNefesh, U'Refuah HaGuf, Hashta Bagala, Wizman Kariv, Venamar, Amen. Achenu, Kol Beit Yisrael. Achenu, Kol Beit Yisrael. Hanetunim batzara, batzara uvashivya. Haomdim bein bayam uvein bayam basham. Hamakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, v'yotzieim yisara, v'yirvachom, meyafein laliora, omishimon,
thank you so much. It was Strasberg. Oh, wow. Figuring out the guitar brings it to another level. Thank you so much. I apologize. Next time we have you on, please God, we'll have the interview as well. I'm just short on time today, but we look forward to having you on in the near future. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. And may the Rabbonei Sholem, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Shmuel Ismach of the Young Israel of Great Neck in Great Neck, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.